Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is on the air. Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is a call to arms for those American patriots who, in the tradition of our founding fathers, will stand up now to defend the Constitution and the liberties that it guarantees to each citizen, to each of us. That is our mission, to explain in a clear and concise manner the direct effect of each issue on the individual, on you personally, not some anonymous being in a distant place, and to define in no uncertain terms the consequences of inaction. Let the battle begin.
My guest on Freedom Forum Radio is Howard Hutchinson, a property rights activist and executive director of the Coalition of Arizona New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth. Those young men who gave us our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and by the way, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, most of them paid enormous prices in wealth and even life. Many were killed, and yet they stood firm, like Patrick Henry when he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." They knew what they were doing when they took on the British crown. It was a very, very risky procedure. But when they came out of that hall in Philadelphia and they spoke to the people, they really emphasized that they've given us the constitutional republic, but it was up to us to have the intelligence, the education, and the moral foundation to keep it going. And that's really where we have failed. It's that moral foundation that we no longer have in this country. That's why we're having so much trouble.
Yes, and thanks to people like you, we are seeing that sentiment spread around the nation. I attend pretty much gatherings on a year-round basis around the nation. And for the hope to give your listeners some hope, I have walked into these places thinking, oh, I'm in the wrong location, because the place was filled with 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who are excited about the Constitution and about that moral foundation that you just spoke of. And it gives me great hope that at least, even if we totally fail and collapse, that spark and those embers are out there burning in people's heart, and it will never be erased. Once those founders placed that fire in our hearts, we will never lose it again.
Howard, those are wonderful words. And I will ask you, do you have any other thoughts that you'd like to impart?
Well, I traveled around the country for a number of years with some very inspirational people. And one of those people, when we started this, just to give you an idea, we were using overhead projectors. There was no such thing as computer-generated pictures or video or anything else. He had an overhead projection of a frog being swallowed by a heron, and the frog's hands were clasped tightly around the throat of the heron, and the caption was, "Never give up."
Well, Howard, I'd have to say when I was young, we were making pictures by chiseling them in stone with a hammer and chisel. They didn't really project well either.
Right.
But you're right. We have seen an enormous, just an enormous change in the way things are done. We have gifts now that should make life wonderful, easy, and rewarding for people. Why can't we get it across to the people who are trying to destroy that? Where have we failed? Why can't we reach them?
Boy, I don't know. You know, when you said that, I was thinking of the various times I've gone onto YouTube to see how to repair the filter on my refrigerator, or how to clean the air cleaner on my backhoe, or do a hydraulic hose change, or any number of mechanical things that I would have had to spend days traveling to find the expertise to do that. And that information is, I mean, I reach out, I use my finger, I tap it a couple of times on my computer, and boom, there is the information. And the truth is that easily available to us these days. And we can reach out. And like I encouraged your listeners, don't take my word for any of this that I've said today. It is easily researched.
There is truth. That's the problem, is when the evil people are using the media to disseminate lies and disparage the truth, we have a problem, because there are people on the other side of the divide which say, I don't believe what you're saying. It's not true. And no matter what you propose, no matter what facts you demonstrate, you cannot convince them that the truth is the truth. That, to me, is a battle that is a very difficult, almost insurmountable battle, because there are people here, you give them absolute proof that should be satisfactory, and they just say, I can't believe it. That's a lie.
I know, and I know I've had that happen many times. I've recently been told by some very sage people, forget about them. One will never be able to change their mind. They are so embedded in the mind control that has been foisted upon them that they cannot get out of it. A long time ago friend said it this way: they are living in a bubble, and inside of that bubble, they are happy and content. They are dreadfully afraid of disturbing that bubble, because if they disturb it and it disappears, their entire universe collapses. And when that happens, that's when you need the white jacket in the padded room, because once your universe is gone and you have no focal point from which to function, then you are totally insane. And so I guess we feel sorry for them. We feel sorry that they are not willing to explore all the universe that is out there and explore it with humility, Because if you don't explore with humility, you get locked in that bubble, and it is not a good place.
Well, I had a discussion a year or so ago with, I was talking with a local physician who was extremely liberal, and we were talking about things like that. And I said to him, well, I said, as far as I'm concerned, 2 + 2 always equals 4. And he looked at me and he said, well, Dan, not necessarily. I don't know what he was thinking, but 2 + 2 does equal 4. And I think it's very important that we do try to establish a truth. We need to establish a truth. And one of the reasons we have so many people who have trouble with that is they have not been taught history. Knowing history, to me, is critically important if you want to understand what's happening now and what's likely to happen now. We are now living, as far as I'm concerned, in the Weimar Republic of 1930s Germany. That's what's going on. That's what's going on in this country today. And if you know your history, you know I'm telling you the truth, because the Weimar Republic, we know what they did, and our current government is doing exactly the same thing that they did. And we all know what the result was: a brutal dictatorship that murdered millions of people and a world war until it was finally defeated. And that's my fear at this point, is that we may have gone too far to have a resolution that is without bloodshed.
Totalitarian governments and individuals always come on to the scene with a promise of reconciling people's fears and end up perpetrating the worst nightmare on those same people. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a professed agnostic, and I said, you know, I can imagine it. There's a group sitting around a campfire millennia ago, and one of them kind of leaned back and looked up into the night sky and was filled with awe. And the realization came to that individual: how small am I? How small am I? And he related that to his fellow campfire people. And he said, I am small. I am part of a huge universe out there. I think I will call it God. And that humbleness, that realization that we are almost an unimaginable fraction of that totality that creates that humble feeling, and being able to accept that we are part of something really, really, really great. And that tells me, you know, I do the same thing. I've been around that campfire with my friends and looked up there and said, oh, I'm nothing but not even an ant in this universe here. But I think it's that realization and being humble allows us to be free. That humbleness generates liberty. It just says, look and see. And if we open our eyes, we see. And that is where the truth is. When we look, and we will see it.
You know, Howard, I was thinking, what does it take for people to live together in peace? I think it's very simple. Rule number one, live and let live. Rule number two, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And rule three is, don't hurt other people and take their stuff.
I had a friend of mine who was my spiritual mentor. At the time I was in my 20s, I was on the verge of going full agnostic. And one day he said, what do you think about the Ten Commandments, Howard? I said, I think they're a pretty good set of rules. He goes, well, you operate computers, right? And I said, yeah, Speedy, I do. And he said, well, your computer has an operating system, correct? And I said, yeah. He said, well, think of the Ten Commandments as an operating system. And he said, let's take one of them. Thou shalt not steal. Reverse that and have the commandment, thou shalt steal. So you start stealing and you start taking your stolen possessions and you start putting them in a pile and you build your pile up and you build your pile up. And pretty soon you can't patrol your pile anymore, because it's too big to patrol, and other people are operating under that system, which means everybody's trying to steal the stuff that you stole. You can't hire anybody to guard, help you guard, because they will steal, because they're under the same operating. He said the same thing goes with thou shalt not kill. If the operating system is thou shalt kill, then the objective is to be the last living human being on the planet. And he goes, try to imagine living with that operating system. So anyway, he ran me down through the various commandments with an opposite for each one. And I went, okay, I think I know what operating system I want to live under. So it's but it tells me that these people that are perpetrating these hoaxes and these various economic warfares on us, they don't operate under a operating system that's desirable. And in the end, they will suffer the consequences of having an opposing operating system.
I think that's a wonderful way to end our discussion, Howard. And you're absolutely right. The Ten Commandments is a set of rules. And if we all lived by it, what a wonderful world it really would be. So, Howard, we started out with clean fuels, regulations, rules, and whatever. A very, I shouldn't say depressing, but made me really angry. But we've now discussed at length philosophies for life, which I think are good. It is my prayer that more and more people understand that philosophy and learn to live by them. How about you?
I know it's happening. We have evolved as humans. We have evolved connections into our frontal lobe of our brain, where our empathy areas are, and we will continue to evolve. And those who, let's say, work on the other side, at some point, they are no longer going to be in existence, and we will truly have peace and prosperity and happiness.
Howard Hutchinson, thank you so very, very much for an incredible discussion. And thank you for being a guest on Freedom Forum Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And that concludes another episode of Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum. Join the battle on our website, www.drdansfreedomforum.com. The right to own private property that cannot be arbitrarily confiscated by the government is the moral right and constitutional basis for individual freedom.
People, I just love to hear that old man sing. Yeah, when I play the Hoochie Coochie Man, I get joy in everything. 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 Everything.